From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The bumpy ride continues today on Wall Street and around the world. European markets are down in a big way. Janet Babin is here from Marketplace. Janet, what has got the market spooked today?
Well, Alex, today the markets are reacting apparently to a negative report out from the Institute for Supply Management. The Institute puts out a survey of non-manufacturing jobs, basically business services in our economy, things like restaurants, banking, travel, construction, and retail. It's not really just jobs, it's just a review of the sector. And the report found that this type of activity contracted for the first time in almost 5 years. It dropped by about 10 points, too. That's a lot from December to January. In fact, it's the largest monthly decline on record since this survey started back in the 1990s. And also, it's a bigger drop than economists were expecting. 14 industries reported contraction, everything from arts, entertainment, recreation, to healthcare, to real estate. And just 3 industries reported growth in January, things like utilities, professional scientific services, and educational services. So economists say this reaction might have been a bit stronger than normal because we don't really have a lot of other economic data coming out this week. We have some next week, but nothing else this week.
Well, here's a bit of data. European markets down, what is it, more than 3%? What's going on?
Yeah, it may be because yesterday there was a decent decline in U.S. markets. The Dow was off by almost 100 points. But really, Alex, you know, all eyes globally are on us, the U.S. economy. We've got the housing downturn. We've got this credit crisis that some people say has spread beyond mortgages now to other types of consumer credit. So there's a fear in the world that our contracting economy is going to have ripple effects. Economic data for December was troubling, and this ISM index is helping to confirm fears about what's going on. One economist I spoke to this morning is Richard DeKayser. He's at National City Corporation.
Housing, employment, retail slash consumer metrics, all looking very grim, certainly for the month of December. January is still undecided, but again, these ISM numbers that we got today for the service sector are consistent with that generally downcast assessment.
Well, downcast. You know, the downcast word is recession. People keep bandying that about. So what's the view on this new news there?
Yeah, Alex, it really still depends on which economist you ask. People are mixed on this. Some are saying that this ISM index down today signals the arrival of an official recession or that at least we're definitely getting close. But Richard DeKayser, for example, is one economist who does not think we're in recession or headed for one. So we'll have to wait and see.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.